98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, first off on the programme today, believe it or not, the last time we got to see a live football match on the television was the 13th of March. Think about that. 2.5 months since we last got to see some football on the telly. But it's coming back. The Premier League will restart on the 17th of June. Everything going according to plan. And we want to hear from you right now on a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. How much have you missed sport on the TV, especially football? Or any type of sport? Are you excited about it coming back on your TV? And do you think it'll be the same watching it being played behind closed doors? Do you think they should have waited to restart it with crowds? I'd love to hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. As I said, the Premier League will restart on June 17th, subject to safety requirements being in place. Executives from the top 20 clubs gathered for a stakeholders meeting on Thursday, and it's been reported that an agreement was reached over the remaining rounds of games to be played. Two rearranged matches, Aston Villa versus Sheffield United and Manchester City versus Arsenal, will be played first before the first full round of games on the weekend of the 20th and 21st of June. And we want to know, are you happy? Are you delighted? Have you missed sport on the TV? Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Are you excited for the return of football? Or are you dreading it? I watched a bit of one of the Bundesliga matches and it's very strange. It's very, very strange to see a match without crowds. Now, it's a match. There are professional players playing against each other, but it misses something. And I've seen other examples of where television companies have added in crowd sound effects to make it seem authentic. And it's not, because you have all this crowd cheering and then you see all these empty seats. Let's have a listen first off to this WhatsApp voice note from Stephen.
I'm absolutely ecstatic, Adrian. The Premiership is back. Can't wait for it. It's going to lift everybody's spirits. Big football fan here. Can't wait for it to be back, Adrian.
Okay, I'd like to hear from you. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. At 98FM's Neil Tracy joins me on the line. Neil, is this all but confirmed, yes?
It is all but confirmed. Well, no, it is confirmed, Adrian. The Premier League themselves actually responded to the reports yesterday. So it is there in black and white. All they're waiting for now is the approval from the UK government, and they are set to go on the 17th of June.
And it is quite likely they will get that approval because teams are being tested and all of that. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they've gone into their they've been approved to go through into their second stage of training. So they restarted last Monday week with individual training sessions where, you know, players weren't able to come into contact with one another, but they've set that up now where they can kind of increase the workload a little bit, and they're working towards less than 3 weeks now until it's back June 17th, Man City against Arsenal and Aston Villa against Sheffield United. So 92 games remain to be played. Every single one of those as well are going to be televised. They're staggering all the kickoff times, so people will get to see every single one of them.
That is a feast of football then.
It certainly is. Let's hope there's some fairly bad weather coming over the next couple of weeks, so you'll have an excuse to stay indoors and you won't be feeling guilty about it. But it's going to be
running. You said 92 matches remain to be played to finish out the Premier League. Now, that's a lot of matches. Over what time span are they going to be played?
They're talking a six-week period, so it's the July 25th is provisionally penciled in as the final round of games. So what they're going to be doing is there'll be six weekends where there are full rounds of matches, and there are going to be three midweek rounds as well where a team will either play on a Tuesday, Wednesday or a Thursday. So they have you know, each team basically has 9 games left to play, except for Man City, Arsenal, Aston Villa and Sheffield United. They have 10 games to play. That's why they're going out first on the 17th, so that everyone gets back up to the same number of games and they can run them off week by week. What they are hoping to do as well, once the Premier League finishes, so that's going to finish on the 25th, they're hoping the FA Cup final will be staged the following weekend on August 1st. So they still have to go through the quarterfinals, semifinals of that competition as well. So they will be squeezed in between somewhere as well. So it's going to put a huge amount of strain on players who really haven't been doing a huge amount for the last 2.5 months.
Now, what's the setup then with home and away games? Because it would strike me that if you're playing a game behind closed doors, there's no real home advantage because you don't have the crowd there behind you.
Yeah, and that's been the case in the Bundesliga so far. I know you mentioned it was kind of strange watching us. Just three out of the 22 games that have been played since they returned, only 3 of them have been won by the home team. So it certainly does put a lot of weight behind the notion that it is the fans and the parochial atmosphere that kind of gives you the home advantage. But they still haven't decided on venues yet. For the most part, it is just going to be your standard home and away. But it's being reported today, this morning, or just in the last hour or so, by Ian Herbert, the football journalist, that the police have identified 6 fixtures that they are going to ask for neutral venues for when the Premier League restarts. So what they have identified are Man City against Liverpool, Man City against Newcastle, Manchester United against Sheffield United, Newcastle versus Liverpool, and then Everton against Liverpool. And that could be the game that Liverpool potentially win the Premier League title in.
And what are they concerned about? Concerned the crowds may still gather or congregate outside grounds and stuff like that?
Yeah, that seems to be it, pretty much, because I think in the case of Liverpool, really, like, it's incredibly understandable. 30 years without a title, they're probably the most passionate supporters in England, and even some of the most passionate supporters here in the country. It's only going to be natural they're going to want to try celebrate it in some way. I know in Germany they obviously had concerns as well over things like that happening, where you would have had groups like Borussia Dortmund, who are an incredibly passionate fan base, but they were very, very strict and made it crystal clear to supporters that if there were gatherings outside the stadium or fans, you know, trying to come up near the ground, that they would have absolutely no hesitation in calling those matches, even at a very short notice, and postponing them straight away.
Okay, so there is a call for certain matches to be played on neutral grounds.
Yeah, there are. They haven't identified what the stadiums are going to be yet. It was reported in a couple of papers this morning that Liverpool and Everton, for example, could be played at Old Trafford, but it seems that that doesn't look like it's going to be the case. They still are trying to pick out what the best grounds would be for those neutral venues.
Okay, now, obviously all of these games will be played behind closed doors. It's a very kind of surreal experience. Has there been any suggestion as to whether the television companies might do what Sky in Germany did for some matches in the Bundesliga, and they added in sound effects?
There's nothing concrete on it yet. It has been, I suppose, touted over the last few weeks, but I don't think any concrete decision has been made yet. It doesn't really feel natural. It doesn't sound natural.
No, like I said, I watched one of the Bundesliga matches, and to look at it initially, it sounded like there was a huge crowd, and then the camera panned across all these empty seats. It just seemed very, very strange. All right, well, look, Neil, I'm just looking at the messages coming in. Lots of people very excited. And, of course, in terms of sport, horse racing also resumes here in Ireland on Monday week, is that right?
It does, yeah, it's back. They got the go-ahead to resume early. So the first card, I believe, is at Naas on, I think it is June 9th, is the opening one. So they have, they've rescheduled a lot of their events now for the month of June, and they're going ahead with a full schedule.
And again, behind closed doors.
Yeah, everything behind closed doors. Pretty much any sporting event you can think of over the next few months, you can safely assume it is going to be behind closed doors.
All right, 98FM's Neil Tracy, thank you very much, Lee, for talking to us. There you go, that is what's in store for us. 92 matches over a matter of weeks. None of them will be on at the same time, so all of them will be on television. You'll be able to watch every single one of them. Carl reckons it won't really be the same.
Yeah, I missed the football. It was great, but especially going to the pub, and the atmosphere is brilliant. The only thing is wrong there, there's no pub open, so we all had to watch at home. That is rubbish. But
all right, he's going to miss watching it in the pub. Martin, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Martin?
How's it going, Adrian?
Well,
I'm absolutely delighted that football's back.
Yeah.
Delighted.
And have you seen any of the Bundesliga matches behind closed doors?
Yeah, I've seen a few. Yeah, like, it's weird. Like, it's surreal seeing them playing, like, a no crowd there.
Yeah.
Like, it is. But it is, like, a strange thing.
Do you think you can get used to it? I mean, one of the things I noticed is you can hear all of the shouting from the manager to the players and players to players. You can hear all of that, which you normally wouldn't because it's drowned out by the crowd.
Oh, I know that's going to be kind of a problem because players, like, they curse and they blame and it's sort of going to be cursing all the time. So I don't know how they're going to stop that.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine how they're going to stop it. So what are you particularly looking forward to? Is there any particular matches you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm a Liverpool fan, so obviously I'm hoping that they win the title, which are only two games away from doing so.
You'd like to think that they will.
Of course they will. Like,
of course
the
they
bag.
Will, yeah.
In the bag. Like, but like, I thought when this COVID-19 happened and there was rumours that the league wasn't going to finish, and I said, oh my God, the curse of Liverpool, they're never going to win this league, no matter how far they're ahead. Like, they're 25 points ahead. I'm just delighted that
okay, you'd be happy just to see those two matches and Liverpool crowned the title winners.
Yeah, I'd be just delighted. Yeah, well, like, I'd enjoy, like, the rest of matches, but I'd be over the moon if they win them too.
Well, stay there for 1 second. Jessica, you're not over the moon. Why?
No, I have. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning,
how are
Jessica.
You?
I'm good, thank you.
So, I'm sick listening to my husband about matches, about when it's coming back, about a pint. So, I can't wait for it to come back because I just want peace and not listen to when he comes in at the weekend and go, oh, no football.
And this has been every week for the last 10 weeks, has it?
Oh, he's like your man out of the snapper. I can't even go for a pint, so now it's football. So I just want peace.
Right, you just want to be able to lock him in the sitting room and leave him at it.
Throw him out to the pub.
Well, he can't go to the pub. That's the problem.
He can get out somewhere and get a pint and football. I'm sick listening to all the men about it.
Right, and I take it you're not a football fan yourself then, are you?
I haven't a clue about football, but what I do see is how engrossed and how upsetting all the men are about football, about pints, about all of that, and they really need it the way we need other things.
Yeah, well, there you go. Men need certain things. Okay, so you'll be delighted that he'll finally shut up moaning.
Yeah, and I mean, I would say to him, come on, we do this, come on, we do that. Well, I suppose I'll do it because there's no football on.
Right, so you're only filling the time for without the football, basically.
Yeah, so I'm just putting it out there. Can't wait for a bit of peace.
All right.
Enjoy the football, lads.
Thanks, Jessica. Here's a WhatsApp voice note.
Adrian, I can't wait for the Premiership to come back. Big Liverpool fan. I had a book there to go to Liverpool last week for basically the parade, the celebration parade. We had a one, like, but yeah, I just can't wait for them to come back. I know it's going to be a bit mad watching TV with no supporters there, but there's nothing stopping them, like, playing crowd sounds in the background. So Man City have been doing that for years. City, no fans.
Peter, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Peter?
Morning, Adrian. How are you getting on?
Theoretically, two more matches and Liverpool could win the title.
That's it, and that is long over, Adrian, and football's coming home. Do you know what, Adrian? What do you say, 92 matches in as many days?
Are you going to watch all the football or just Liverpool?
Adrian, I'm going into my own personal little lockdown as soon as that comes back.
Sorry, I lost you there, Peter. Say that again, please. Losing you again, Aisling sent this message.
Good morning, everybody. The excitement in our house with the Premiership being back is absolutely unbelievable. 30 years we've waited. Now a few more weeks and then it's ours. Come on, red men. Aisling here, by the way.
Thank you very much indeed, Aisling. Let's squeeze in another couple. We're talking about the fact that the Premier League will restart on the 17th of June, according to plan. All the matches obviously will be played behind closed doors, which is going to be weird. If you get a chance over the weekend, maybe watch some of the German matches because it's really, really strange. Anyway, this is from Robbie.
Liverpool fan here, Adrian. 30 years we waited, not even a pandemic could stop us. Come on, the Reds.
It would appear that the majority of the people who are particularly delighted about the resumption of the Premier League are, of course, Liverpool fans. Because that, I remember at the start of all of this, the biggest fear was that Liverpool weren't going to win the title, that it was just going to be scrapped, the whole season was going to be scrapped, it was not going to be finished and all of that. And that was the big, big thing. So, more than any other fans, it strikes me that Liverpool fans are the ones that are particularly happy about this. Kieran, why are you not excited?
I just don't think it's going to work really well, Adrian. You know, the old Celtic manager said football without the fans is nothing. I don't know. I'd rather the Gaelic came back, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you see, I find it very strange. Because I did watch one or two of the German matches, and it is, and in fact, I had the owner of a bar in Germany on the show the other day. And firstly, his bar was very quiet because they had to restrict numbers, and then the numbers that were in to watch the match, it was just a dead vibe. There was no vibe at all. In fact.
Yeah, I know. It's strange, isn't it? The Man United fans won't be able to say in a few weeks what ship has never docked in Liverpool. Like, it's the Premiership, you know. But
it's going to, though. It's going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it is. There's no way. There's no way they can't win it, you know.
Now, they don't have what I've been looking at with a lot of the German matches is there is no home advantage because you don't have your home crowd there behind you. So that's, that could affect Liverpool. They mightn't win after two matches. It could drag on a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, they seem to lose a few after that little kid from Donegal had wrote to Jurgen Klopp, so we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes, absolutely.
If you could have the Dubs win in six in a row, it would be all better, I think, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm just disappointed that there's no sign or no talk at all of any sort of GAA this summer. None.
We have to rely on the All-Ireland Gold on TG4.
Yeah, no, I've actually been watching some of it myself, and I've seen a couple of matches that I'd never seen before, and I deliberately didn't Google the result, and I actually enjoyed them, to be honest, but again, it's also not the same thing. We were we were talking about, you know, what the sound is like on matches, and it's bizarre to hear. This was actually, I think this was a Manchester United match. It was the Europa League match in March, which had to be played behind closed doors. Now listen to this, it's just really strange. Now that was a goal, but there's only about 100 people in the whole stadium cheering, and from what I, they're mostly photographers. From what I understand, that won't even be allowed when the league resumes because there's no social distancing of the people that are there. But it's just really strange to hear. Oh, here's a penalty. Here we go. Oh, there was a free kick. Anyway, isn't it really weird to hear an empty stadium? It really is. Kieran, you couldn't be bothered one way or the other.
I just don't think it's the same without the fans, like Jock Steen would have said, you know, all them years ago with Celtic when they were the first team to win the European Cup from Britain. But sure.
And I mean, you could hear from that bit of audio from in March, it sounds like it's been played in an alleyway. It really does. It's very strange. And then added to that, we're not going to be watching it in the pubs, and you're going to be watching it. The only place you'll be able to watch it is at home, maybe with one or two or three people with you, and that's about it. So
It won't quite be the same, but you're better than nothing.
Better than nothing, absolutely. All right, and one last call on this. Bill, you're a massive Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
Obviously delighted to see it return in some shape or form.
I'm delighted to see it return. I'm delighted looking at Twitter and Facebook and all the Man United fans are losing their shit over it. They're going mental. All the Everton fans are going mad as well because the chances are we can actually win at Goodison Park. There. And they're going, oh, you'll have an asterisk after your after us. You'll have an asterisk after us. Say, how do you have an asterisk after us? We win the fair and square by winning two more games. And even if we do have an asterisk after, we'd be, you know, we'd be talking about Liverpool for 20, 20 years if that's the case.
Well, that's true.
We're renting space in their heads, Adrian. We're renting space in their heads. And it's fantastic.
Do you think they'll do it in the next two matches, or they don't have any home advantage, you see? That's the problem.
Look, do you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They'll win it. They'll win it. Most Irish fans are will be watching from home anyway.
Yep.
Get a ticket for Anfield now. It's just unbelievable. You can't get one. I've tried and tried and tried. I mean, I nearly had one for the last game of the season, the Chelsea game, before all this finished. Your man wanted €2,000 for one ticket.
Good way.
And he got it sold within an hour. I don't know where he gave back the money to whoever bought the ticket off him. I have no idea. But then people have just paid stupid money. But then again, like, if you're a Man City fan, this shouldn't be any difference because their stadium's empty anyway.
Yeah, so we've heard that joke already. All right, Bill, good luck, good luck. Finally, a message from Dave.
Hey, Adrian, Dave here. Yeah, I'm delighted that the football's back, you know. Really missed the football over the last few months, but, you know, what I'm really delighted about is there's going to be no Liverpool fans around to see them watching Living the Cup. Come on, United.
Oh, yes. Even though it's going to be very different, the same old rivalry still remains.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.